Last Tango in Toulouse, written by Mary Moody and read by Marie-Louise Walker. So why now, when the future is so rosy and the world around me secure after many years of financial struggle, am I suddenly so unsettled and restless? Has running away from all my responsibilities for 6 months uncovered a wellspring of hidden unhappiness that is causing all the certainties of my life to unravel before my eyes? And is there, therefore, an inherent risk in selfishly following my dreams? Would it be better to just shrug my shoulders and accept life as it is without ever taking any risks? I don't think so. While I was in France, I wrote a book about my physical and emotional journey. Au Revoir gave me an opportunity to reflect on the ups and downs of my life and to chart my reasons for needing to escape. In the process of writing this book, I quickly discovered that there was a vast difference between talking about life's sad or difficult moments and actually committing them to paper. By documenting events from my sometimes painful childhood, I believe I finally confronted their impact for the first time. Being alone in France also gave me a chance to think deeply about my relationship with my husband David. It forced me not only to examine our past, but to contemplate our future together. With our children grown and out of the nest, everything now depended on just the two of us, and I was not entirely convinced that I wanted to spend the rest of my life with him, even though I knew I still cared for him deeply. Complicating matters was an unexpected surge of sexuality, which at the time caused havoc all around me. I met a man and fell in love, and found myself having to negotiate that most difficult of all balancing acts, trying to keep my marriage and family intact while having an affair.